Welcome back to Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Jim Field, joined by Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein. Coach, thanks for your time. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. It's especially fun to sit and talk about a victory again. Atlantic picking up a road win last week, a 42-19 win, stepping out of the district last week, picking up the win down at Shenandoah. Kids came out, played real well right from the opening kickoff. It looked like they had a purpose last week.
Yeah, I mean, we went in and, you know, as a coaching staff, we said, you know, hey, we need to get some confidence. And, you know, we knew Shenandoah was a team that we could do some stuff against. And, you know, kids really came out and played hard and played like the team that we knew they could be.
Yeah, and didn't just take anything for granted. They came out, they played real well, played real hard. You got a lot of production out of a lot of kids last week, almost 450 yards of offense last week. And I'm trying to count here quick on the fly, 2, 4, 6, 8 different kids rushing the football last week. It's nice to have some variety.
Yeah, it is. It is nice to be able to spread the ball around a little bit and and get some kids some playing time and get them some carries that that they normally wouldn't get.
What was the difference last week? Was it just playing with confidence?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was just, you know, guys playing with confidence. And, you know, we were a better football team than they were. I mean, they're not a bad football team by any means. But, you know, we just happened to be a better team that night. And, you know, like I said, we really got the momentum going early. We, you know, take the opening drive down for a touchdown. And, you know, then they muffed the kickoff and, you know, we got the ball right back. So, I mean, once you carry the momentum like that, it's tough to give it away and it's tough to get it back if you're that team that lost it.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, and you're up 14-0 before they run their first play from scrimmage in that ball game last week. But that just kind of shows what the kids were looking to get accomplished here right out of the gate again. And it's just, you know, none of the statistics, when you look at the statistical categories and things last week, really jump off the page to you. It just looks like everybody just played well. Everybody took care of their own business.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we want to be is, you know, we want to be able to, you know, just be a all-around, you know, offense that, you know, we can just, you know, like you said, take care of business and, you know, everybody gets to contribute and everybody does their job and, you know, that's the type of offense we want to be.
Mm-hmm. Finally got a lot of things happening last week, but again, the touchdowns for Atlantic, for the most part, almost exclusively, come on the ground again this year. We moved the football. Joey had a pretty decent day throwing the football last week, hitting on 12 out of his 20, but, you know, Walker runs for 90 yards, Roller runs for 96 yards. You know, you look up and down the line, Colin Baker had some nice plays. You worked a few things in here and there with Baker and guys like Brendan Holmes last week. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was nice to see those guys get some success. And, you know, that's it. You know, we've kind of been giving Drake a hard time the last few weeks, but, you know, always a bridesmaid, never a bride, because he hadn't scored a touchdown yet. But finally got one in this week and this last week, and he was pretty happy about that.
Talk about the defensive effort too, because they have they're a pretty nice running back in the was Andrew Gray is his name. I think he was held under 100 yards last week by our club. They busted off a few long runs late in the ball game, but for the most part, for the first 3.5 quarters of that football game, they really had a hard time getting anything sustained.
Yeah, their fullback kid, he was probably our biggest concern going in, you know, defensively, that, you know, he would be able to hurt us a little bit. But, you know, I can't say enough about our front four guys and our two inside backers. You know, Brody Peterson had another great game at inside backer. Tyler Thomas had a good game. I mean, they did a good job. You know, if he got past our defensive line, they did a good job bringing him to the ground. And, you know, those guys up front, you know, they played really well. And, again, you know, we're fortunate enough on our defensive line that we're able to rotate, you know, 6 or 7 guys in there and, you know, keep guys fresh. And, you know, it really helps out a lot.
Well, and I know especially along the lines, you've been trying to find the right combinations and things here. Did that help last week, being able to play more guys, try a few different things?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it helped us out, you know, just as far as it kind of opened up a little more competition this week, and, you know, it kind of gave us a picture of, you know, what our front's going to look like, you know, in the future too. But, yeah, I think the big thing is it just opened up a little bit more competition, and, you know, guys got to see themselves on film and, you know, and see themselves against some varsity competition. And, yeah, I think that was good for those young guys.
Oh, always is. It can't be a bad thing. 42-19, Atlantic wins over Shenandoah last week. A road, non-district victory. Well, let's take a look at tonight's game now, Coach. You come into tonight's contest, going to jump back into the district, and you're jumping in head first because you got two games left in districts. You're playing two of the better teams in the district right now as they sit, and these are two teams that also need to do something here down the stretch, too. They don't need to win necessarily, although Winterset can clinch a spot in the playoffs with a win tonight. Creston's sitting there staring at you next week. We'll worry about that later. But you know exactly what you got to do. You just have to go out and take care of yourself this time of the year, not scoreboard watch.
Yeah, and that's we've talked about and we've looked at the big picture. You know, we've been doing it for the last couple weeks about what it would take for us to get in the playoffs and ultimately it comes down to what we've got to do tonight, and that's We've got to beat Winterset, and they do some things defensively that we feel like we can take advantage of, and offensively they like to run the football, and we've done a pretty decent job most of the year stopping the run game. So I think that kind of plays into our advantage a little bit.
Is Winterset kind of a tough team to figure out, though? I mean, Glenwood hasn't won a game yet in district play, although they have a decent ball club. But they darn near beat Winterset. Then Winterset turns around, darn near beats Dallas Center Grimes, who's one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, Winterset, they've had the ball bounce their way a lot this year. They've had a lot of breaks, and they've been pretty lucky. And that's part of the game is having some luck and having the ball bounce your way and get some turnovers when they're needed and have some stops when they're needed. And they've been pretty lucky with that. They're not a bad football team, but they're definitely not the best team we've faced this year. It's kind of been telling the kids all week is that it doesn't matter offense, defense, special teams, whatever. They've got 11 guys that they're not the best athletes, but they want to win and they try really hard. And and if you can get 11 guys to do that, you've got a chance.
Let's talk a little bit about Winterset. Last week they lost to Dallas Center Grimes, a tough defensive struggle, 10-7. Between Dallas Center Grimes and Winterset, they combined had less yardage than you guys put up last week. Dallas Center Grimes could only muster 200 total yards of offense. Dallas Center Grimes only had 235 last week, so between the two of them it was kind of tough sledding. I know Dallas Center Grimes has a real good defense. What's the Winterset defense like?
They throw a few different things at you, front wise. They run a little three man front, and they'll bring four or five guys out of that, and they also line up in a little four man front. So, their DBs, have struggled a little bit this year, but their corners aren't going to get beat deep. They play about 7 or 8 yards off, and they're backpedaling, to make sure they don't get beat deep. And like I said, they got 11 kids out there running around, and they're playing really hard. There isn't anybody that really stands out on film that you go, wow, this kid's really fast or this kid's a heck of an athlete. They're just, they play really hard.
From a defensive standpoint, is there anybody else that you've played that you can kind of compare the Winterset defense to?
No, not really. I mean, they're, from a scheme standpoint, they're, kind of similar to Dallas Center Grimes, just without, the athletes out there that Dallas Center Grimes has got. But, from a scheme standpoint, that's probably what they're closest to.
Visiting with Zach Sweeney, he talks about his offense. They run wishbone offense, which you don't see a lot of anymore. And he said it kind of came out of 2002 when he was going to have to face a pretty good Atlantic team back then. He was trying to figure out in his with his kids whatever he could do to figure out a way to stay in a ball game, and it kind of morphed into something that they kind of enjoyed. They did it pretty well, so they decided to stick with it, and now here they are all these years later still running this wishbone. It's sometimes kind of tough to talk kids into running a wishbone offense. Yeah. They turn on the TV on Saturday and Sunday and see all these spread offenses and whatever, and they want to do the same thing. Is it about discipline? The kids have to buy into it, and then they just have to work hard at their assignments?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, and Sweeney's done a good job over there, and he's built a really solid program, and the kids buy into what he's doing, and I think that has probably more to do with it than anything.
What about you guys defending the wishbone? How do you go about doing that? It's a little different than what you've seen most of the year.
Put a lot of guys in the box. Yeah, I mean, when they line up in their wishbone stuff, yeah, we'll probably have close to 11 guys in the box most of the time, just, trying to plug gaps and make them bounce outside, and, hopefully our athletes can run down their athletes if they bounce it out.
Well, your defensive line's played pretty well this year. I mean, from not just the two ends, but even up the middle as well. They've done a good job plugging holes, chasing and pursuing and making quarterbacks make quicker decisions than they want to. Is that a key part of tonight?
Yeah, you know, our interior guys have got to play really well. We're doing a few things, you know, when they get in the wishbone where, you know, we're really focusing on staying low and plugging gaps and, you know, not necessarily, you know, bear crawling through or anything like that. But, yeah, we're definitely plugging gaps and making sure that, you know, we get those interior gaps filled up, because that's when they run that wishbone, that's what they like to do, is they're going to bring two backs through the same gap and another guy following them up through. And, if we get things plugged up, you know, that should close that down pretty quick.
From what we've seen in the past years watching Winterset play, it seems like it's kind of one of those offenses where they gain a yard, lose a yard, gain 3 yards, and then go 69 yards for a touchdown. Is that kind of what you see?
Yeah, they, the one play that keeps coming to mind, you know, when you say the, you know, gain a yard, lose a yard, you know, they run the football a lot, and they, you know, they keep shoving it at you, and they gain a yard here or there. They love the screen game. You know, they've got a fullback screen, you know, and a little tailback slip screen that they run the heck out of, and they've had a lot of success with that, and, you know, hopefully with our man coverage, we'll be able to take that away from them.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to a very athletic defensive effort here tonight. Talk about your players right now, Coach. We're week 8. Are you still holding in there as far as the health of the team goes?
Yeah, you know, I knock on wood every time I say it, but, you know, this is one of the healthiest seasons that I've been through, where we haven't had any major season-ending injuries with any of our varsity starters. And, we're a little banged up and bruised, just kind of like everybody else. But, yeah, we're healthy.
Well, like we said earlier, you know, everybody wants to sit down and put pencil to paper and figure out what has to happen for us to get here or get there. Bottom line is, if you spend too much time looking at everything else and forget about what's in front of you, you kind of blew it all by yourself. So kids have to come out, kids have to play well, and the first job is to take care of Winterset.
Yeah, yep, and that's what we've said as a coaching staff, and we've told the kids that too, is that, you know, look, hey, if we win these next two, you know, we got a chance to do something special. And but, you know, it all comes down to, we got to beat Winterset first. If we don't beat Winterset, you know, then it doesn't matter. Then we can just try to screw up Creston's season. But, but, you know, we got to win this one first and then take it from there.
You bet. Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. That's head coach Eric Waldstein. And that's Trojan Preview. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this week on KJAN.